Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
February 27, 1806. The Brarrel. Over the last 2 days, the captains have spent their time writing about squirrels, chipmunks, mountain beaver, raccoon, wood rat, and porcupine. On February 26, they dispatched Druyer and 2 men up the Columbia in an Indian canoe to catch sturgeon and anchovies. The Indians had told the men about these fish and had even provided a few samples. This small party was instructed to purchase the fish if they couldn't catch any, and were supplied with some small items the Indians were fond of. Today, Clark writes about the Brarrel.
Reuben Fields returned this evening and had not killed anything. He reported that there were no elk towards Point Adams. Collins, who had hunted up the nettle on this side, returned in the evening, having killed a buck elk. Willard still continues very unwell. The other sick men have nearly recovered. Goodrich and McNeil, who have the pox, are recovering fast, the former nearly well, Lepage complaining. The Brarrel, so called by the French engagé, is an animal of the civet genus and much resembles the common badger. This is an inhabitant of the open plains of the Columbia, as they are of those of the Missouri, but are also sometimes found in the woody country. They burrow in the hard grounds of the plains with surprising ease and dexterity, and will cover themselves in the ground in a very few minutes. They have 5 long nails on each foot. Those of the forefeet are much the longest, and one of those on each hind foot is double like those of the beaver. They weigh from 14 to 20 pounds. The body is rather long in proportion to its thickness. The forelegs remarkably short, also the hind legs. They are broad along the shoulders and breast. The mouth is wide and furnished with long, sharp teeth, both above and below. This animal feeds on flesh, roots, bugs, and wild fruits. It is very clumsy and runs very slow, depending more on burrowing to secure itself than running. I have in several instances outrun and caught this animal. In this respect, they are not much more fleet than the porcupine. Captain William Clark, February 27, 1806.
The badger has quite a reputation as a vicious creature. As Clark mentioned, badgers can't run very fast, but if threatened, can either burrow quickly enough to get away or turn and fight with amazing ferocity. Tomorrow, anchovies and sturgeon for sale.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.